or the base Teves, Tuesday night, the last day of Hanukkah, a little about Hallel Shalem. Okay, a little about Hallel, saying Hallel on Hanukkah. As you know, we say Hallel Shalem every day of Hanukkah. The Mishnah Berurah says, there's different Lashonos and different Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah says, B'chol Yom Nosof Ner Chodosh. Nosof Ner Chodesh, which is an important yesod. It means that there wasn't a nes that happened at the end of the first day that it should light another 7 days. But every day there was another nes that it should light for one more day. There was zoicha to a nes every day. Or, right, that it should, tonight again. Every day was nischadish a nes. And so we say Hallel Shalem every day. That's the Mishnah Berurah's explanation. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I saw B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, a very beautiful explanation. I'll call it a simpler one, a more direct one. He says, always on Yom Tiv, so there's a din of Simcha, Siyub Simcha, and as a Totsa'ah, as a result of the day being a special day, a day of Simcha, so you say Hallel. So you say Hef Hallel, whole Hallel, this is the Gemara in Erechin, and other svaras, but he says Chanukah, as we say, Kavum Yom Tiv B'Hallel V'Hoda. One of the Yungalai talked about this on Friday night, if you heard. In other words, it's a Yom Tiv to say Hallel. The Hallel is not a Totsa'ah of the Yom, but that is the what the Yom Tiv was established for the purpose of, to say Hallel. So certainly you're going to say Hallel Shalem every day, because that is the purpose. That's like the mitzvah hayom, we'll call it. Okay. As always, whenever there's a din of saying Hallel Sholem, you have to be careful to say every word. And you know, Lama Yomru Bagoyim Aye Noelo Kehem. Sometimes the pasuk says that type of phrase, a very similar phrase, and it doesn't say no. Just giving one example of how, if you don't look in and you don't know it well, you can easily miss a word. You miss that no, which sometimes does not appear. But anyway, you have to be careful to say every word. As in Kriya Shema, whenever there's a din of Kriya, whenever you're reading a passage in the Torah, so you have to say every word. If you didn't say every word, so then you missed the word, and you didn't say it. Now, if you mispronounce it, this is a problem. You know, maybe one day we'll have Kriya lessons, except everybody would be ashamed to go to it, but you shouldn't be. If it's me'eva l'kav, the kav is really discussed in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. That's really where the kav is discussed. Maybe you can make chilukim, but akabonim, there is a certain amount of leeway, we'll call it, that's given for a mispronunciation, but then there's a bad mispronunciation that it's like you didn't say the word. Certainly you have to be careful about that. Hashem's name is often mispronounced, which is always a problem. Eloka, you have to learn how to say Melifnei Eloka Yaakov. You have to learn how to say it. I did not just say it correctly. It's not Eloka. Okay? And, of course, the famous Shema Psoyim Hashem, which is Psoyim. I'm not sure if you're saying it fast that would be a Ma'akev, because it sort of sounds like Psoyim. Psoyim, you know? But you have to be careful about things like that. Now, let's say you missed a word. Very interesting. You missed a word. So, there's really a stira. There's a stira between, in halacha, the Torah brings down from the Rosh that it's not a bracha. The question is if it's a bracha levatola. You certainly have to say halal again, because you're supposed to say halal shalem, and you didn't say halal shalem. The question is, should you now make another the bracha again? And your past bracha was a bracha levatola. So that, you would assume, yes, it was. And that's the marshal by Hilchos Megillah. In Hilchos Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you read the Megillah again, if you miss the word, then you have to make a new bracha. And if you made a bracha then when you read the Megillah, it's a bracha levatola, and you have to make a new bracha. Here it's not 100% clear. There's a stira. The Shartzion says he doesn't really give a teretz to the stira. In the Makaris in Hilchos Halil, and here it seems like maybe it's not. And the Shaar HaTzion asks, is that what's the pshat? In Hilchos Megillah, he said definitively, we said definitively that it is a bracha levatalos. He says maybe here, we're going like the other man, the Yomar, but Kitzah, he says it's taka the same. From the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion, it seems it's mamish the same. And if you skip a word in Halal, you have to say Halal over again. But that everybody's moda to, that you have to say Halal over again. Chiddush is you have to make a new bracha. And your past bracha was, in effect, a bracha levatalos. Rav Rosen and Shevet HaLevi has a very interesting shita. He's miyashiv the stira kilu, and he says it's not muchrach, and he makes a very lundish, a nice chilik in two places in the Shevet HaLevi. Why by Megillah, if you miss a word, it's like a bracha levatala because you didn't read the Megillah. Mashenk in Hallel, the very nice svari says that there's a mitzvah to say Hallel. So that you, like at least maybe on the D'oraisa level, so that maybe you did, even if you skipped the word, like you were Mahalel Hashem. So there you have to read the Megillah, and you read the Megillah. But here it's Halel and Echlami. It's not necessarily, this is the Kriya of these Pirkei Tehillim. Halel is Halel, so you were Mahalel Hashem. So although there's at least a chiv d'rabbanon to say Hallel, as we know it, these prokim, and you didn't do that, you have to say it over, but it's entirely possible, and that's how he's miyashiv astira, or the apparent stira in halacha, that you do not make a bracha when you say it over again, and that of course goes hand in hand with saying that the bracha that you made is not a bracha levatala. So it's an interesting svara. He says it's not like the Mishnah Berurah, but it's a nice svara. La halacha, what you should do, again, you know, we follow the Mishnah Berurah. If it's nageya, you probably should make a bracha again, the way the Mishnah Berurah ends up saying, unless you do everything like Rav Wozner does. I mean, it's a nice svara. It's a very good svara. Okay, if you don't know what to do, ask me. So, because I also don't know. I would probably say to go to Mishnah Berurah. The Eibishter can't have tainus to you if you went with the Mishnah Berurah. Says, well, the Eibishter will say, when you do, you made a bracha for nothing. You made a bracha about Tola the second time. The Shevet HaLevi says, you don't have to. You say, listen, I did make the Mishnah Berurah. What do you want from me? So I think you'll get away with that. He may ask you why you didn't learn the sugi yourself and reach your own conclusion, which, as I always say, and everybody laughs and thinks it's a big joke, but it's not a joke. Maybe you were supposed to have done that. So that's, I can't help you then. Don't come to me. Okay, I'm not joking, by the way. I'm not joking. If you say, like, what are you, I'm happy I did the Daf Yomi, like, leave me alone. So if he accepts that, so then you're good, then you're lucky. But if he doesn't accept it, then you're out of luck. Then, okay. Two more things, actually. You have to stand by Hallel. I'm entertaining you, because I just sat on the bus for over 2 hours. And I knew I would. That's why I caught the 6 o'clock bus. I said, okay, the 6 o'clock bus, I'll be here by Myriv. So I missed it.
Missed Myriv.
Yeah, it took 2 hours and 10 minutes. But I knew it, and I knew it would take that long. So I had to come because of Matt. Like, I had to be here tonight. You have to stand by Hallel. And according to most, you're not allowed to lean either. The leaning part, where if you would take away the support, you would fall, that has a din like yeshiva, is not always said, but Papashtus, it's said by Hallel also, because there's a din of Amida specifically, and therefore you should not lean on a shtender or whatever you may be leaning on. And then there's a din, it's brought down in the tour, actually. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down, so maybe that's a... You're not supposed to race through Hallel. It's Hallel. You're supposed to say it b'ne'ima and b'zmira u'b'ne'ima. You're not knocking off 5 prokem and tillim. You're saying Hallel. And it should, the way you're saying it should reflect that. That's in the Torah and in Sefer Sofrim.